Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm your host, Red Snapper, and we're doing what we always do every Monday. We thank you all for coming in and tuning in. And those that may be in the chat room or don't have the number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio. We have numerous guests on the show. We have Ellie Jerome is going to be here this evening. We have Nigel Ward. We have a few other authors who answered the call. And when I put the call out for some authors to come on, I got a lot of them. So we're going to talk to about three or four this evening, and we're also going to be in this two-hour segment. We'll be also getting into a little bit of relationship stuff as well. But what I'm going to do right now is I want to see who all I have, because I know I have Ellie. I'm going to see if I got everybody else. How are you doing this evening, Ms. Jerome?
I'm doing just fine. How are you tonight?
I am so glad that you answered the call and was able to come on Word Sexy Radio. Like, you know, this is Grown Folks Radio, right?
Yes.
So you know what's going to happen.
No grown than me.
I'm going to tell you, baby, we're going to be talking shit, so I just want you to understand that whatever you got to do, however way you have to explain yourself, you can do it here because it's Grown Folks Radio. So we're glad that you could answer the call. We're going to be getting with you in just a second, but let me see who else we have, because we have some calls, some numbers I don't recognize. I want to make sure this may be people that's calling in to answer the call that I put out, or just maybe someone that's just listening. So we'll try this number. This is another 716 number. State your name and where you're calling from. I don't want to say your last, I don't want to say your whole number because we don't want to put you out like that, but I'll say the last two numbers is 66 in your phone number.
Hey guys, how are you? This is Nigel Brown Ward. I'm calling from.
All right, brother. I knew that was you, man. I knew it was you, brother. Glad you can make the call this evening. And we're going to have you here as well. I just want to make sure that I'm getting the people that definitely answered and wanted to be interviewed. So, like I said, this is Grown Folks Radio, so you guys can relax. I don't have set questions. We ask questions, but we want you to be yourself, and I do that on purpose because I want you to come out with shoot from the hip with answers, okay? So let me see who else we have here. We have a 612 number. Are you a caller? Are you a poet? Are you a author? State your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Fabulous C. I'm an author and poet.
Okay, so you're calling in to be interviewed as well. Good. We thank you so much for calling in. All right, so let me see. We got two more numbers, and if these are more people that's trying to be interviewed, it's not going to happen. We're just going to do what we do, okay? All right, so we got 443 area code. State your name. Where are you calling from?
Oh, hey, how's it going? This is Mike Warren. I'm an author, and I'm calling from Baltimore, and I just wanted to call in and check out the show.
Yeah, I'm glad you did. I'm glad I got your message, and you got all my messages, of course, and we would definitely have you on the show, and we just want you to kind of sit back and listen to how we do it on Word Sexy, because, like I said, it's grown folks radio, so we get a little wild here. You want to make sure that this is what you're looking for, because it don't get no grosser than this. I'm going to tell you that right now. So thanks for calling in. All right. Okay. All right, so we got this last number. It's a 912 area code. State your name and where you're calling from. Are you a listener, or are you just enjoying the show? Okay, they drop. I hate when that happens. When you do that, they get scared and they drop off. I don't mean to do that. But anyway, we're going to go ahead on with the show. I usually have co-hosts that are not here yet, but they'll be coming in shortly. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start with Ms. Jerome. Since she called in first, I'm going to go ahead and get her to kind of give us a little background of where she's from, how she got into the literary game, and, you know, kind of talk about some of the projects she has going on right now. So let's start with you.
I've been writing actually since I was 13 when an English teacher just told me, stop falling asleep in your class, do something productive. So I just started writing. And then I got into the romantic, erotic genre because I didn't see it out there for minorities. So I started writing it.
Okay, so when you say a romance, are you talking Harlequin or are you talking poor sex, or what are you talking about, baby? Is it like Zane stuff, or is it like, is it kind of like word? Okay, because, you know, I'm an author as well. I write erotic fiction,
right.
And I am very raw, so I'm just wondering, how deep do you get?
Oh, it goes deep. It's just all deep.
So you talking about sticking dicks in the asses and all that stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, like I said, this is Grown Folks Radio, so we can talk the way we want to, however way you need to explain
right.
It. And if you don't cuss, you know, hopefully I don't offend no one, because I talk shit, so that's what I do, okay? And it's my show, so, I mean, that's what I do, so, yeah, go ahead. So go ahead and kind of finish talking about what you're saying. I'm trying to break the ice so you guys can be comfortable. That's what I want you to do, okay?
Well, the only thing is, I'm be honest, I forgot I was supposed to call in even after I confirmed it last night, and not in the middle of the grocery store, so I can't be too graphic.
Oh, you can be as graphic as you want. Come shoot from the hip, baby.
Not in the grocery store.
That's what we want you to. Oh, you're in the grocery store? Oh, man. Damn, now that's a story. Now, that's a damn story, okay? Okay, well, are you going to be in that grocery store for a few minutes? Because we can come back to you, because we want you to get raw. I'm going to let Nigel get a little piece in real quick, and we'll come back to you. How about that? Get your shopping.
Okay, what I'll do is I can call you back when I'm out.
Well, it's up to you. I mean, you can listen while you're there, or you can do what you like to do. It's up to you, baby.
I can still listen on the internet because I'm so long, but I'll just call back.
Okay, call back and we'll get you back in because we definitely want to talk to you some more. Nigel, how you doing, brother?
All right.
Yeah, how are you doing? How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I think my co-host is here. Let me get him in here real quick. Is this DB?
Yeah, it's me, man.
Hey, how you doing, brother? We got Nigel Ward right now. We had Ellie Jerome. She was in a grocery store. She was calling us from the fucking grocery store. Can you believe that? But anyway, she'll be back. And after she gets through shopping, she'll come back. But we got Mr. Nigel Ward right now who has called in. And he's going to be, we're going to interview him. And we also have other guests that's on here as well. We're going to get to them. But say hi to Nigel.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you?
What's up?
So, brother, tell us how you got into the literary game, and what do you write? What's your genre of writing, and just kind of give us a little background of you.
Well, I mean, me in particular, I'm fairly young, a real younger literary writer compared to a lot of the authors and writers that I know. I've been writing a long, long time. You know, I started writing when I was about 12, I guess that long, long time also, you know, depends on who's listening too, because my long, long time may be a lot, lot different from yours. So I've been writing since I was about 12.
What the fuck is he saying, man? What are you trying to say? I'm old or some shit?
In the nutshell.
What the fuck is he saying? Okay, go ahead, man. Go on, keep talking. Go ahead. You put your foot in your mouth right now. I tell you right now. You know that's what's happening. Okay.
I'm 21 years old. So. Stamping my face into your haven, looking up every tear that cries out for me. getting confined into your nature, climbing walls, the top wall I have to reach. The rain slips me up, but a clip I latch on to keep from falling. Wall climbing proves why my tongue is voted the strongest muscle out to be. Pushing in on your G-spot as my tongue starts circling. Heavy rain becomes my forecast. A tornado watch inside of you is promising. A hurricane is coming, a relief I'm dedicated to. Making sure your tsunami is contained by my lips is what I plan to do. Global warming, warnings of your body, sweat pouring off of you. Vaginal penetration is spinning out of control, rising the temperature inside of you. And that's just a small piece. You guys want me to keep going?
Hold up, first of all. You said this shit kind of fast. Okay, you know, we're old motherfuckers. You know, we got to sit here and listen, you know what I'm saying? So, Cotton, you being the expert on fucking goddamn erotic poetry and shit, what the fuck did you think? Come on, Cotton, I know you heard
you
this
know,
shit. Come on.
I heard him. My thing is that I'm a different kind of a poet, just so you know. So I don't want you to take what I'm going to say so hard, because spoken word is just what it is. And, you know, I'm one of those people where when you're doing some poetry that's supposed to be erotic or sensual to me, I need to almost feel like I want to have an orgasm.
In other words, you ain't fucking do shit. But no, I'm just, we're going
no,
there. No, it's not, man.
No,
Stop trying to show fires, man.
No,
it really was good.
It's a great piece. It was a really great piece. But it wasn't, but when you were delivering it, it's the delivery for me. That's what it is.
And I think that's what I was saying.
It sounds like you're probably doing some other stuff too. So
it's not even that. It's like, you know, I think sometimes, and I did the same thing the first time I read my book on, you know, on the radio show. You nervous as hell, so you want to get through it. You're not realizing how fast you're going. You know what I'm saying?
Like, here we go. I'm gonna slow it up.
That's what I was gonna say. If you would have done like, and she, you
what?
Make me feel
I'm
like,
whenever
you
say something, right? Whenever, like, I can't
imagine
all erotic. Not everything erotic needs to be done slowly, but if you're talking about what you're going to do, then you need to slow those parts down. You know what I'm saying?
Listen to the man who don't like poetry.
Listen to the motherfucker that don't like poetry and shit. God damn.
On a serious note,
it was good. I was fucking with you, but really, listen to Cotton, because she knows how to get you to do this delivery on that. So go ahead, Cotton, tell him.
What's his name?
His name is Nigel Ward.
Nigel.
He's a light-skinned nigga with some motherfucking shit around his face and all that. You like him. Go ahead.
How often do you perform, Nigel?
I don't do too much performing, like with my poetry and stuff. I just recently continued, when I started writing my book is when I got back into actually doing my poetry as well.
Yeah, he's an erotic fiction writer as well, so that's what he normally does.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Oh,
of course.
Here we go.
I'm sorry, do you have a girlfriend?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so this is what I want you to do. Pretend like you don't have a girlfriend right now, okay?
Pretend you don't have a girlfriend.
Just for like 3 minutes, because you're about to give me another piece. And I want you to pretend like I'm the girl that you want to woo.
Okay, here we go. That's some good shit.
And then give it to me.
Take your time, Nigel, man. This we got 2 hours, brother. Take your time. Deliver this shit.
All right, here we go. All right. Loving the way your body sings to me. When my hands touch the curves tracing your body, it speaks to me. It tells me all the ways that you want to give yourself to me. As I stand here, there's just something that I keep questioning. If I could take your virginity over and over again when I'm sexing it. If I could lay you on the bed and put your legs back, making your heart race as I lick from your clit down to your pussy crack, sliding my tongue deep down to where your G-spot's at. Then I sit down and put my head back. My tongue is where your pussy sat. My hips is where my hands latch. Your thighs around my neck, they wrap. You see, as I stuck my tongue out and my hands moved your pussy up, look what I can do. As I lift your pussy over top of me, I can sit you on my shoulders, teaching you how to drive a stick shift properly. I can teach you how to shift your pussy, gliding my tongue to the gear it's meant to reach, feeding me, leaving no extras, licking your insides up, the actions following. Loud screams and scratches, my body and mind gets confined a bit. Sliding my tongue deep down to where your G-spot and the feelings dreamed about reality is where they now sat. But wait, the feeling in your body made your thighs tighten up, surrounding me in the sweet berries, wrapping your hands around me, making me freeze as I tease the clit begging for attention from me. The sweat drips, heat rises as I put my fingers on that rough spot inside of it. I bet I can make your pussy cry as I spread your legs wide, preparing a deep dive, tracing my name on every diameter of your insides, drowning me until my tongue no longer has the chance of resurfacing, digging deep, filling your body seas as I slide my tongue in and out inside of it. Your heart racing, legs shaking, telling me your strength is leaving and your body is trying to run after it. Breathtaking, dripping as I massage your clit, sweet berries. Unscented water is what I smell and taste it as an orgasm drive my face inside of it. Feeling your mouth speak as it wraps itself around me. Your breath begin to shorten as I overdose you and then begin 69 in it. Your body lay picture perfect, begging me to explode on top of it. Spinning my tongue in your pussy, every inch lick, G-spot, applying pressure, tongue massaging it. Hearing you moan as you gag yourself off of me. The art of sex becomes the story we begin to tell, leaving between your legs tingling. The tidal wave was coming, my mind was telling me get out of it. The taste of your juices was so sweet, my mind froze up, I wasn't following. The tsunami finally came, but no match, my tongue stayed strong, my mouth swallowed it. Your screams were so sexy, the bed wasn't trying to get out of it. The screams pierced my chest as I traced the rest of your body and slid my dick inside of it. Your world stood still at the feel of me spinning around between your pussy lips. As my dick slips, it reveals all of your body's secrets. Left stroke, right stroke, spinning around inside of it, making you know why the screams are unable to hide from it. After I've had the chance to trace your body, the full womanly features embed your image in my head mentally. After child showing you that I can still teach you things that you haven't learned presently, seeing your body beam as I make you scream my name faithfully, showing you how my age is just another number that can spin through your mind constantly, reminding you of why I'm the most wanted man out to be. Teaching you the experience of having a young man take you back out and call me daddy faithfully, making your body scream as I take away for the second time your virginity. A woman that I can teach how to feel like a queen every day sexually. Show my tricks to make your pussy backflip, your clit pulse as I tornado my tongue around it. After I filled your insides up with the dick to make your heart skip. After I showed you how I became the young man to make your bed cry when I'm not making you scream my name and head board in the wall hit. After showing you how I can make your fingers obligated to dial my number when midnight hits to come and get inside of it. After I put you to bed every night the way the guys you've given yourself to never did. An addiction for me the way I turn your hours into a world you've never had the chance to spend so much internal time in. The pressure was building. Squirt teaching, my mouth's open. Target practice. My throat is a bullseye her nut interacts with. Making her pussy shower. My lips feeling it. The feeling in your body, slurping it out is what I had to do. Using my lips as the suction, my tongue is the funnel, and my throat is the tunnel your orgasm travels through.
Okay. All right. So, everybody's still here, right?
I'm here.
Okay, so this was for you, so you go ahead and comment.
That was much better than the first time you gave it to me. I'm just gonna say that you say a lot of things that I like how you put your words together. I really, really do. How old are you again?
I'm 21.
Oh yeah, you can go back to having your girlfriend again because I don't want her to get mad at me later. But
yeah, because you know shit like that happens with cotton. I want you to know everybody
yeah,
thinks
all the
that.
Time.
Everybody thinks that cotton is taking their men and shit.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I don't
know why that happens.
I don't
know. It's just one of those things that happen.
You
like cotton fault, but people like me, they don't end up staying themselves. So I'm going to do you a favor and let you not go that far anyway.
Yeah, I never. It's never me. It's never me. Believe me when I say that. It's never me. But because of the way I write, people have the tendency to take it more personal than what it is. So,
right.
but when you understand, because there are several ways to make love to a woman. And the first way, what you did was, it wasn't even making love. It was basically, you know, effing. I'm sitting in a public place, so.
Because I'm sitting in a public place, and my son is in public.
Oh, you are? Oh, damn. Oh, never been in trouble. We got people calling from goddamn grocery stores and shit. We got, well, you and them calling from the bathroom.
Oh,
like, yeah, I'm about to drop one, but I decided to call in. I'm
never curious. And then the second way you delivered it was more of you making love to a woman. So in your delivery, I want to say that I know you're 21, but when you're delivering that to the women, because I'm sure you're not writing to a man, you want to make sure you give it to her like you're making love to her right there on the spot.
But the way you did it, still like a jackrabbit, though. Is it? Are you a jackrabbit fucker? Because it just seems like, you know, the shit was quick to me,
oh
man. I don't know.
God.
I just,
oh,
I'm a motherfucker. Come on, man. Slow it down just a little bit more. Just a little more. I mean, but I'm not a poet, so I can't really talk. But I think it's really good. The words that you use and how you put them together, I thought it was pretty good. And that, you know, I'm not a poet, but I can say that I thought that the way you did that. And like I said, you're not this is not your main thing. You write poetry, but it's not something that you're going to be getting up before an audience and doing all the time. So I understand that. We're not trying to make you a poet that gets up and speak like Cotton, but because we know your main thing is erotic fiction writing, and which we're going to get into right now. So tell us a little bit about your novel that you have out. What is it about? Or without spilling it.
Exactly.
You know, just kind of give us a synopsis of it.
All right. Well, I mean, first and foremost, you know, when I did start writing this novel, I started writing it maybe when I was about 14. Well, at least, you know, the plot of it, you know, with things that were going on with my life. And, you know, it took a while for, you know, I left it alone for a while until just recently when I went ahead and, you know, as you grow older, you learn that you learn a lot more experience to be able to amplify stories to individuals, especially if you're trying to, you know, get across the, especially if you're trying to, you know, show certain points to people. So my two-book series is titled The Life of Me. And basically, you know, these two books cover, the first book is The Life of Me. It basically covers the story of, you know, a boy growing up through foster care, you know, him being a victim of abuse, him being a victim of rape. And basically, you know, showing his story of survival. Growing up in foster care isn't easy. I grew up through foster care myself. So I'm very familiar with, so growing up on your own, being on your own, you know, being emancipated, being your own parent. One of the things that you learn living that kind of lifestyle is, you know, you get involved into a lot of things. You get deeply involved in sex. You get addicted to sex, especially depending on the situations you're in. Him in particular, yes, he was molested and raped as a kid. You know, it made him yearn for sex. That was one of his characteristics. And also one of mine, I won't lie, growing up, you know, you yearn for sex, you begin to learn how to get it, you know, from, you know, any woman, no matter what age she is. You learn how to analyze each woman. You learn how to say what you need to say to each woman. As you follow him throughout this story, you meet other individuals. You meet women who are victims of abuse, with victims of domestic violence. One of the most prominent parts of the story was when this young man met a lady named Lisa when he was young. She was young herself still, but she was in an abusive relationship. And she ended up, you know, giving that guy that chance that she shouldn't have given. She was murdered by her boyfriend that left Anthony back into the life, growing up in a crack house, growing up on the streets. It just so happened that gave him the rage that he always had his whole life, you know, that rage, that revenge that he needed. And so now the story comes up to his present. You know, he does get involved in a very, you know, deep relationship. And, you know, that relationship, the most important thing about that relationship is, you know, that unbreakable bond that couples may have with each other, you know, accepting each other from, you know, for the ins and out. Ashley was his girlfriend. She was a victim of abuse for about 6 years. She was molested by her father until, you know, one thing led to another and her mother finally saved her from, you know, that situation. They had that unbreakable bond. Those two characters, you know, they have a very deep relationship and a bigger, more outside of the whole story, which leads to other projects that I'll be working on after I'm done with this Tuba series. But long story short, that murderer from his past finally resurfaced in his present, and you know, now he's stuck between a dilemma because there's a connection between his girlfriend and also that murderer from his past, and he gets caught up into a game of chess where they're both after each other. One has to kill the other because there's no way for them to live happily and also peacefully in the same city. The second book is titled The Unexpected Happy Ending, and it's just that, you know, in life we go through so many hells. And a lot of times we don't understand that there are unexpected happy endings in our hells. You know, as long as we keep pushing, as long as we keep standing up to our obstacles, our demons that try to stop us from achieving the things that we want to achieve, our unexpected happy ending is always knocking on our door. And so that's actually basically the concept of the second story, to back up all the hells that he had to go through in the first one, all the hells that, you know, Ashley had to go through, Lisa had to go through. There's another character named Anita. Anita is a girl who, you know, we all have it as men sometimes. You have that one girl who just doesn't, you know, approve of your relationship. She feels like she's left out. She feels like she lost her shot. And so, you know, her end of the bargain is that she needs to figure out how she can end it and slide in there. So you also have that situation throughout the story. You have a lot of different emotions that are touched through the story. You have the sex, you have the heartbreak, you have the romance, you have, you know, the family life, you have the drama, you have the thriller. And so all of those emotions are really evident throughout the story. One of the most important things that I incorporated in the story, because, yes, I do do poetry as well, is that a lot of these characters, they basically, you know, explain, and you basically are able to understand their emotions and the things that they are going through poem. There is poetry throughout the book because this is how these characters are able to express themselves to give a deeper message to readers while they are reading. For instance, Lisa, you know, she is a victim of abuse, and so for people to truly understand the things that she's going through, you know, those poems are how she lets those out, and people are able to take that deeper emotion, you know, to be able to feel, you know, some sort of relationship to these characters. And a lot of the ways that they do that is through these characters' poems throughout the story. So that's, you know, my current two-book sequel, The Life of Me, and The Life of Me, The Unexpected Happy Ending.
Okay. Well, that sounds pretty good. And I'm just wondering, you said that what is the genre that you would class this under? Because I think you were saying something about erotic fiction earlier, but this seems to be more than, you know, that.
Yeah, exactly. This genre, this two-book sequel right here, is not classified under erotic fiction. This two-book series right here, I kind of did it with classified under literary fiction and also young adult family life drama, and so it was kind of mixed between, you know, those two genres as I was writing it. As far as the erotica, it wasn't enough, or it's not enough erotica in this story to label it as an erotic fiction. My next three-book series is titled A Three-Sided Story. Those are, all three of those books will be classified under erotic fiction. Those three books are, you know, centered around relationships, you know, and it's come, one of the first book is titled A Man's Deadliest Enemy, and it's a story about male lust, and, you know, it does play along. You know, we get really, really deep, we get real deep in lust, and I'm telling you, you know, when I get deep inside of lust, you know, so many crazy things happen. So,
let me ask you this before you continue on. You being the age you are, and I know you've been through some things and you experienced some stuff, what gives you, what makes you think that you have enough to be able to explain to someone or anyone at any age about the things that you, you know, you're talking about lust and these different things that, you know, time usually gives others, older people? So how do you feel about being able to explain those kind of things at the age of 21 to others,
you know,
and get them to be serious about listening to what you have to say?
See, my thing is this, is that when it comes down to it, you know, yes, I am 21, and you have others who, you know, are of older age who, you know, have been in life longer than I have. But, see, my whole thing is this, is that right knowledge is right knowledge regardless of how old you are. And some people may not have the chance to experience that right knowledge, you know, at a younger age, but those who have had the chance to experience that right knowledge extremely early in their life have also had an earlier start to expand on that right knowledge. I mean, me, I come from a life where, you know, from day one, you know, growing up on the streets, growing up interacting through so many different individuals, growing up being put through so many scenes, you know, I was put into the situation where understanding and being able to learn to analyze relationships between whether it be, you know, males versus males or males versus females, or, you know, even females versus females, one of the things that I learned to understand is the mind. And when it comes to relationships, being able to analyze the mind is a very important aspect of even being able to describe certain situations and relationships. Growing up, you know, interacting with a lot of older women is one of the ways that, you know, I learned to be able to analyze relationships on a more mature level outside of my own. You know, I've dealt with a lot of older women in my life, and, you know, ever since I was young, that was one of the only things that I, you know, wanted and was interested in, because they had a lot to teach me. They had a lot I could learn from. And outside of, you know, interacting with a lot of older women, you begin to learn a lot of older, you know, mentalities on situations, on, you know, life. And, you know, these are aspects that, you know, starting at a young age to get, you know, a foot in the door and learning these new aspects, you know, as you grow, you know, 4, 5, 6 years later, the information and knowledge, it only expands tenfold. I mean, and, you know, when I talk, you know, about older women, I mean, granted, yes, I don't mean to offend anybody try to say they're old, but my purpose is to only signify their age difference from myself versus, you know, if I was, you know, 15, you know, I deal with, you know, a 26-year-old or, you know, 20, and I'm dealing with a 36-year-old or a 33-year-old or a 37-year-old. You know, this is, you know, my only reasons and my guards when I do, you know, say older woman, because they're older than I am by a big marginal difference. And so this is how I feel as though, you know, when I do write these stories, reality and truth is reality and truth regardless. And, you know, all it comes down to is, you know, someone opening up and picking up this book, just like any other author who comes out with, you know, an erotic book. You know, and somebody saying, hey, you know, do they know what they're talking about? Do they really know what erotica is? Do you know why, you know, or are they just trying to be, you know, another Zane, or are they just trying to be this? You know, and so it really comes down to those same principles when, you know, someone opens up this 3-book series. And the thoughts are in their head, of course, and because they want to know, does he know what he's talking about? But the pen and paper is there, so once they read, they understand after they are reading, though, he does know what he's talking about. And he knows what he's talking about because I know this information. So that's how I feel on in regards to that personal question.
Okay. Does anybody else on the panel have any questions for our guest?
No.
No. I don't think I have anything at this time.
Well, you know, it's like this. You know, I mean, you said a lot in those words, and I don't doubt that you know anything, and it's not about what you know or not know, and that's not what we're not questioning that right now. But somebody in the chat room was asking, do you do any tutoring? I guess they want to see what you know. Apprenticeship wanted or something like that. Apply within. You know, that's the things that I'm getting. But anyway, you know, I mean, I'm sure that you know how to talk and get, but, you know, I'm not doubting you, but it's just from listening to the poem you gave earlier and what you're saying right now, it's like you're two different people to me, because the poem was kind of juvenile. It sounded like you wrote that poem probably when you were in your teens, maybe. When did you write that poem? Because it sounded like something that younger kids would do, about all the things you were saying on how you want to get with this woman and what you want to do to her. Those are things that is not making love to the woman's mind. That's the reason why I'm asking that question.
Exactly. And those are things that are just pure, this is sex, this is fucking, this is just lustful fucking. I mean, there's different ways when it comes to writing. I mean, there are many different ways to appeal to people, and it also depends on, you know, if you're trying to appeal to someone at all. You know, if you're just writing to write, you have the side where, okay, you're writing, you know, just straight out hardcore vulgar erotica, and then you have a side where you say to yourself, all right, am I going to write a hardcore vulgar erotica, or am I going to actually sit down and am I going to appeal to a woman's, you know, senses? Am I going to appeal to her senses? Am I going to appeal to her body? Am I going to appeal to her intellect as I'm writing this erotica? So there's different ways of writing this stuff, and that particular way right there was just a simple, you know, I'm writing a hardcore vulgar, you know, erotic piece with no intentions of, you know, anything else. And, you know, a lot of times when you are writing, you know, if you're not a, you know, a spoken word poet, you know, naturally do it on the regular, you know, there are different ways for poets to incorporate how they write and what they're writing. If you're just sitting down as a poet, me, myself, I wouldn't consider myself a spoken word poet, you know, like Cotton, or a spoken word poet, you know, like others that I know who, you know, they sit down and they, you know, they incorporate, you know, the intellect into every last piece that they write, because they do it for a purpose. They do it because it's the, you know, passion that they're used to having in it. But when you just write poetry, you know, there's no landing base for it. There's just, I'm writing poetry, you know, I'm writing sex poetry that is vulgar, is vulgar visual, and it's, okay, this is straight, pure fucking. Nothing more and nothing less. And so.
Really? Okay, all right. I want you to say something on this.
Well, the first thing that I want to clarify is that I am not a spoken word artist, not at all. I don't do spoken word at all. I do poetry. I'm more of a Maya Angelou, Langston Hughes type of a poet. So I want to take it back. But I was going to say what before he said anything is that in spoken word, which is what he gave us, is... sometimes it is just straight to the point. There's no substance behind it. There's nothing that they're really trying to reach anybody. They're just putting some stuff together so it can be heard sometimes. Not that that's what he did, but I'm just saying, but the way that he put the words together, that's what spoken word is a lot of times for a lot of people. They're not trying to reach anybody. They're not trying to touch anybody. They're not trying to do anything. So what he gave us was spoken word. You know, sometimes it has a message and sometimes it don't. Like you said, that's what I said earlier. That piece that he gave us was an F piece. It wasn't to try to touch her mind. He didn't care about that. All he wanted to do in that piece was straight get her naked and do what he had to do and go about his business.
That's what I'm saying. It was juvenile. And the reason why I said that is because you come back again, and nobody's dogging you. First of all, let's get that straight now. Nobody's dogging you, okay? We want you to understand this. But you say in one thing with the poetry, all the things you were talking about, trying to get somebody hot with that. And then you turn around and say that you know how to talk to women and you know how to get to them in different ways because of your experience that you've had with different types of women and age groups and whatnot. But if you're using the poetry that you use, that shit ain't working. I'm going to tell you right now, you just fucking bitches that just want to be fucked. You just get the pussy because they just like your ass because it ain't no mind fucking.
Well, you got to think about this. That's what he gave. That's some Strawberry Taylor stuff.
Well, I don't even know who Strawberry Taylor is. Who the fuck is that?
I told you who she was. I told you that she's the poet lady that has the erotic naked women and men in her show, and she does poetry while they perform.
Now, if you say something like Punani Poets, then I got you.
No, not no Punani Poets. When you get a chance, check out who Strawberry Taylor is. She does shows in Las Vegas, and they're very, very erotic. They're naked people in her show. She's the only one that's not naked. Everybody else
is.
Well,
that's what happens. Have you ever seen the Punani Poets? That's what they do. They're naked.
The Punani Poet that I know, she does not get naked. so
well,
he's one of the originals.
But her bitches do.
I've never seen
her. I know all the women are going to get me in the chat room. Okay, I'm sorry about that. Anyway.
She's an original, and she doesn't get naked. So
okay, so Strawberry.
Anyway.
So tell me about Miss. We'll get on Strawberry later.
I love you, Red, but I'm going to correct you on his piece was not juvenile, because you have to think about, like what he said, there are so many men that are just like that, who give it to you just like that. These are grown men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 20s, 30s, they don't care. But he just described to you what some people, and I mean how some men give it to you, and that's how they give it to you, just like that.
Okay, so let me say this then. Is motherfuckers giving it to him? Because that shit, if I was a woman and my
there
are women, like,
there
yeah,
are women,
like,
there are women. There are women that would sit and listen to what he has, what he's saying, and be all over him in a heartbeat if he didn't have a girlfriend.
Even
they don't care about a girlfriend, do they? Do they really care?
Some of them don't, but he does. That's my point. I'm talking about he does.
Oh.
I mean, yeah, okay. I understand what you're trying to say. Like, I understand what you're trying to say in the aspect, but it's kind of like you got to, like, take away the part at the fact that, you know, the giving to the woman of teeth. It's kind of like, you know, it's just sex. So, it's so many women, especially at, you know, who really just want the sex. Like, they don't want the, you know, let me shower your body and make your body feel. Hey, look, they don't want that. And
they don't
so
want
when
that.
When you're talking about this right here, these women are sitting here like, you know what, this isn't their best at night. They horny as hell. They want a nigga to come, you know, put his face in their pussy. They want a nigga to come drink their nut up. That's what they want at that late time. That's what they want. You know, they don't, if I was a grown woman and I'm sitting at home, you know, and I'm horny as hell, I don't want no guy to come over to my house talking about, you know, hey, you know, how are you doing? You know, how was your day? Let me tell you your fantasies and let them that know. Like, I want you to get to the point. I want you to do me like I want to be done right now because it's late night. I'm horny as hell, and I want to see what you're about. And that's just it. And that's what this piece is truly is. It's nothing more.
Okay.
It's not trying to.
Sweet. You good. We good. We good on that. That's enough. All right. So what else have you got going on? You got anything new coming out? Or you say you got the two books that you're going to do. When are they scheduled to come out?
Well, actually, the second book is still in the works right now. It'll be published February 1st. And then after February is when I start on my three book sequel, A Three-Sided Story. I'm also a junior at University of Buffalo and applied mathematics. I started writing, you know, my personal life, you know, like I said, I'll actually be a senior this semester in applied mathematics at UB, getting my BS in computer science and that, and then getting ready for grad school, my PhD, I actually am really, you know, I really am busy with a lot of things. I have a book tour that I'm getting ready to start planning here in Buffalo, New York. I have a book signing on the 26th at the Oak Room Restaurant and Lounge. And, you know, basically it'll include a signed copy of my novel, Full Entree, for $18, and, you know, Select Entertainment. So, you know, it's slowly but surely, you know, I do things, you know, with my book and I'll keep up with school because, of course, when it all said and done, you got great potential. So, that's really about, you know, if that I do, you know, I have a really full, you know, caseload. Also being a father as well. I am a father as well, so... you know, I do have a really full caseload in regards to the things that I'm doing and things that's upcoming. But first and foremost, part two will be, you know, available February 1st. Part one is available now, of course, in paperback on iBook, Kindle, and Nook. That's pretty much what's going on right now.
Okay, here's my question.
Okay.
I've lived in Buffalo for a few years, and the reason why I got out because it's such a depressed city. Do you really think that You'll be able to do all the things that you want to still living within the walls of Buffalo. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love the city. You know, I stayed off of Bailey. But I lived in the city, you know what I'm saying? I still got family out there. So, I mean, do you really think everything that you want to do is going to happen within the city limits?
I mean, you know, when it comes down to that, it's kind of like, you know, I'm not from Buffalo myself. I'm actually from Rochester. I mean, even though that's not too much farther, but
right.
When it comes down to it, this book thing
is some feedback in the background.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
There's some feedback. Are we like in a mall or something or something? Okay. All right. Good. Good, man. Great.
But, yeah, you know, when it comes to being in Buffalo, you know, yes, Buffalo is a very, you know, it is a poor city. But one of the things that I learned is that, you know, success is for everybody, and there's no bounds on anything that you're trying to do as long as you know what you're trying to do. You know, being in Buffalo, you know, most importantly, I'm here for school. So as far as writing and, you know, getting my books out and, you know, getting this done, this is just where I'm at for now while I'm finishing school. But my thing is that since I am here, you know, I might as well set a foundation here, which means get my books in the bookstores here. So once I do graduate and leave off, you know, I can still look back and say, okay, I set my mark in Buffalo. My books are in Buffalo, so Buffalo and at least some part of upstate New York is taken care of. And then as I move off, continue to other places. That's just, you know, where I'm at in regards to that. You know, I don't expect, you know, doing, you know, like hundreds of thousands of dollars and things in Buffalo in regards to that. Setting my mark somewhere upstate New York, and since I'm here in Buffalo, this is just where I'm starting at. So,
well, there's a couple of questions before we let you move on. We got someone wanted to know how long or how many books do you have published already? Do you have any published already?
No, I just have the one published. It's been published since my birthday in October, and that's the first book of The Life of Me.
Okay. Well, we definitely thank you for coming on the show and spending time with us and giving us some of your intellect and your grownness. And we just want you to continue on with your endeavors, and we hope that you, you know, just do what you got to do. I mean, you know, it's all about what you can do, you know, and take your craft out you know, be able to spread the word and get it out there in the best way you can, especially with the domestic thing that you were talking about, the violence and the different things that was going on, the abuse and all that. So we wish you well on that. And, you know, you can come back on the show. Just let us know when you get your new books out, and we'll get you back on.
Definitely. Thanks a lot. I thank you guys for having me. You guys were all great.
Thank you. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, here we are. I'm getting ready to go into the second half. And Cotton, I know you got something that you want to speak on tonight, I hope, a subject that we can speak on that will wake us up, because I ain't going to say that shit. Anyway, it was a good interview.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, that was a great interview. It was a great interview.
You say what? What you got?
I said that was a great interview. He wasn't one of those ones that you had to force information out of and that's better than having some of the ones we had on where
one
you
word
know,
answer.
Like, oh my God. Yeah.
They're like, how you doing? Fine. When your next book coming out? Next week.
Yeah.
What's the book about?
No, he was good. To be young as he is, you know, I have to give it to him. You know, he was really good, you know, with that. But
I
was really trying to get it out. At first he wasn't talking, and then when you said go.
What you mean he wasn't talking? He didn't stop.
No, in the beginning he wasn't saying shit, and then
I must have missed that part.
No, when she told him to say the poem over, that opened his ass up. That opened his ass up, and he just went crazy. But that's okay. That's good. All right,
that
so we got some other
like
callers here. Let me see. Let me, yeah, well,
it took
an hour.
And come back.
You ain't lying. But look, let me see. We got some other people that's trying to get on. I'm going to see if some of these people are. Let me see if some of these are some of the other people that's trying to get on. Okay, here we go. Here is 718 area code. State your name and where you're calling from. Are you just listening? Please don't hang up if you're just listening, okay? I have to say that because sometimes people think I'm putting them on the spot, and I'm not, okay? All right, I'll close off. How about 973 area code?
Hi, Red. How are you?
How are you, and what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Gwen Carter calling in.
Hey, Gwen. How are you, baby?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing
hey,
fine. Yeah, how are you?
So,
how's everybody tonight?
Happy New Year to you. We haven't heard from you in quite some time.
No.
And since we got you on the phone,
uh-huh.
We want to know one thing. What is you were asking me about Andrea, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
And she was talking about the 22nd of what month?
Oh, this month. I'm sorry. That's my fault.
Well, the next show is the 21st, and if she wants to come on the next show, she's welcome.
Oh, okay, yeah, because she's going to go back to school, so, you know, she's going to get her PhD and all of that stuff, so.
I knew it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're talking about Andrea Clinton, for those who don't know that's listening out here. Miss Clinton is the niece of George Clinton, the Parliament Funkadelic himself. And she has her own publishing company and books out, and she's doing quite well. So, yeah, she's always welcome to come on the show. She brings a wealth of knowledge, and we always learn so much from her when she comes on. And Miss Gwen does it, too. So we're glad to have you, Gwen.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I'm at work now, but, you know.
Well, we know you. You always call in and listen to us talk shit.
It always works.
Which is fun. And you're always working. God damn it. you are. But that's okay. So do you have anything you want to tell us real quick, or are you good?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. Yeah, Happy New Year, and, you know, God bless everybody, and I love listening to the show.
Okay, well, we're here to talk some shit here in a minute. But before we do, I want to make sure there's not any other guests that I have forgotten or anything, because I think there was one more guest. I think it was Miss, I can't think of her name right now, the nice poetry girl. Let me see if this is her or 912 area code.
No.
Who is this?
Hey, this is LaShawn Powell. I'm not the poetry girl. She's on the line,
okay.
567.
She is? You said 567?
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't see 567 on my switchboard. She must have hung up. Tell her to call back. Anyway, what you got? What you got going on, baby? Since you're talking to me, what you got?
I have a couple books out. Woman's Desire with Queen Mida's book. That's Julia Press Simmons.
Oh, okay. How's Julia doing?
She's great. She's great.
We need to get her on the show again.
That girl, stay with her. She always
has to pass the word to her to get with Red.
I sure will. I sure will.
We want her to come back on the show. So what, now you got a couple of books you just said, right? So what are you touring yet or what? I mean, I know it's 2013. Are you getting ready to start? What are we going to do?
Yes, we start on January the 17th. The company Queen Midas Books. We starting in Jacksonville, Savannah, Atlanta.
Okay. Well, we're glad you called in and. I want to know, I'm going to ask Cotton in a few minutes, but we thank you for calling in. And if you want to come on, your books are out. You got anything new coming out? You know, we can interview you as well. You know, we just got to get with me. I'm trying to fill up my schedule for the year. So I do have some slots in April, May, all the way through December. So just get with me, and we'll get you straight.
Sure. I sure will. I do have some new stuff coming out between March and April. I haven't set an exact date yet, but my newest one just got released, 12/12, so we're working on that one.
Okay, and the genre is?
It's romance, erotic.
Hey, you know I am about erotic when y'all say erotic, yeah.
You know what it seems to be nowadays, man, people just throw in the sex just because, you know, they like, hey, I need to throw in some sex in here. And then they don't want to call it erotic.
I know. It's okay. It's all right. We're going to see if it's erotic or not, though. Make sure you send me a copy, baby.
Well, check it out and then let me know, because maybe it's not erotic.
No, if it ain't, no, it's what you would say it is, baby. That's what it is. It's not what we say. It's what you say. If you say it's erotic, guess what? It's erotic.
That's true.
That's what we go, because you wrote it, not us.
Yes.
We just talking shit. Let's just be honest. But we thank you for calling in, okay? We're going to keep you. You can stay on the line if you want, because we're going to get ready to get into a subject. I hope that Cotton has one for us this evening. And, you know, I had some questions on Facebook, you know, just poking shit. We'd already talked about all that stuff. But anyway, I'm hoping that the other Miss Ellie Jerome will call back in, because she had called in, but okay. Then she was at the grocery store, and I was hoping she'd call back in so we can finish her interview. But we have area code 601. Are you just listening, or are you someone that we need to speak with? Area code 601. Okay, you're just listening then. I'll take it as that. All right, so here we go. Now, Miss Cotton, with your sexy self.
Yes.
You just had a birthday. Happy birthday to you. Belated birthday.
Thank you.
Matter of fact, the last show that we did on Wednesday, happy birthday, was it that night or was it the night before?
It was the night after.
Yeah.
Okay, and you know, she was sick, man. She was in the hospital and we didn't even know it.
What happened? I found out.
She had something going on. I'm not going to say because she may not want anyone to know, but it was an issue. I found out she was in the hospital, and I was like, damn, that's why she wasn't here. So we're glad that you're well and you're feeling
good.
I'm sorry to hear that. And you talking shit to this poet and all that. So, yeah, because I was going to let you dog his ass. I ain't a poet, so, you know, I can't do it.
Fabulous Keith says you forgot her. That was you, Red.
What, baby?
Red.
I'm trying to see. What is her number?
Feet?
That's what I was saying. I was trying to find her.
Wasn't she supposed to be on tonight? Because I saw her phone.
Yeah, she called in and I spoke to her earlier and then.
It's a 612 number.
Okay. Well, 612 is on. She can speak.
That's
Are you there, baby?
Hey.
Six.
How y'all doing out there?
All this time, your mic has been on, girl. What the hell?
My mic has been on. I've been on this show since 8 o'clock and listening and laughing at y'all.
Yeah, you with goddamn talk shit.
Well,
how you doing, girl?
Shit.
Yeah, come on and talk shit, baby. What's up? How you doing?
I'm fabulous, just like my name.
Okay,
well,
I'm glad. We're glad. Somebody talking about nibbles in the damn chat room. What's up with the nibbles and shit? Okay. All right. They talking shit. Okay. They're ready. They're ready in the chat room. They're ready. All right. So, Fabulous, we're going to get you in like quick. What's going on with you real fast so we can get this subject from Cotton? Because we got 57 minutes. We really want to do that.
Okay. Well,
so,
I am working
on
my fourth book. I have a fourth book released on February 8th. It's called Fabulous C Presents Volcanic Eruptions.
Oh.
I am an erotic writer.
Oh, yeah.
CD comes out, Sweet Whispers.
If somebody got the TV on or some shit, man, I'm hearing televisions or something. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Okay. All right, well, go ahead and finish. I'm sorry. I don't want to cut in again.
Yeah, stop interrupting. Yeah.
Okay. We're waiting on you, baby.
Pretty much. I have my second CD coming out. It's called Sweet Whispers. Also, the next month in time for Valentine's Day for the romantic couples. I just started actually getting into the poet world last year.
Now, does your stuff get people actually hot and make them want to have sex or do themselves?
Well, I have a variety of arts. I can take it there. I've been known as the Zane of poetry. I'm a big flirt.
Why does everybody keep using Zane? Why is Zane the example all the time?
Because
why is it always Zane? Zane.
Like name somebody else who does
Zane.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
I know somebody.
Man,
it's like Nikki.
He's a
writer. No sugar
cup. I'm sorry.
No,
it just ain't that good.
I'm fucking with you. I just wanted to say. Everybody wants to be the Zane of something. We had somebody last week, the Zane of this. I've been told I was Zane.
I'm just compared to her. You know, I'm just compared.
Well, you know. How come y'all ain't the Red Snapper of shit, man?
Right.
You know, my shit is erotic like a motherfucker.
Fabulous D is also the feature in February at the open mic in Chicago, Poetry's Love Letter. Her and Mr. Billy Tuggle. So we're excited about that. She's going to introduce her book to us at the same time.
I know that's right, baby. We're glad to have you on the show, and I'm glad that you came to my rescue when I asked for people to come on. And we're glad that you were able to do that. And is there anything else you want to share with us?
When is she being interviewed?
Right now.
What? This is her interview day?
Yeah, she decided she wanted to come on today. We're going to bring her back if she wants to, but she decided she wanted to come on today and be interviewed.
Oh, okay.
So,
come on with it.
So we ask, going to ask some questions. Go ahead.
So, Fabulous C, what inspired this last book that you're about to unleash on us? Because I've heard some of your little nasty stuff.
I don't want no children stuff now. Give him some stuff
that's strictly for the man of Red Snapper Statue.
I'm just going to do a little piece, and it's called the similar piece, and I call it stimulation. And I hope it can stimulate you.
I hope my dick get hard. I'm sorry to say it like that. I know that's nasty. Fucking
I'm sure it will. This is word sexy.
Alright, here we go.
I got some Moscato right now, so let's do this.
Okay. It's what he said when I walked by. I caught him glancing from the corner of my eye. And my curves are thick. And I'm sure hoping, just like your dick, this pussy is ready to pinch. Every single inch. Call me a magician, for I do magic tricks. Magical sucks for magical licks. The things I do are not ordinary. For starters, I swallow whole. Extraordinary. Just call me the bobblehead. Once I put it in my mouth, take some vertical blows I add. Should I suck you in the shower, in your car, or in my bed? Just put it in my mouth and pump that lead. Oh, yeah, this pussy is hot and very wet. And when I ride you, just call me Miss Turbo Jet. Powerful and fun, guaranteed to make you come all over me continuously. I'm not Miss Christy or Miss It. I love to be fucked when it comes to my hair, yanks that shit. Warning, this pussy is filled, ready to be peeled by your big old pole. Don't fuck my leg, make sure it's in the hole. Struck me like you were showing off how well you played the guitar. Struck me like you were auditioning for a porn movie, and I was your porn star. Cause when I take over, I set something new. Backwards flip turning to a split, landing directly on top of you. I'll be your leader, even do a cheer. Have you begging for mercy as I feel. Motion so smooth, working all sides. I just raised the new sex slide. Work it to the left, suck it to the right. Turn my ass over, fucking all night. Oh, yeah. Just call me the cool cell, for I can go on and on and on and on. I am the goddess of sex, the mistress of porn. And most people clap their hands, and I clap my ass. Dripping this pussy juice all over until you pull it out. On the power of my clit. Yeah, see, I got that shit. Have you speaking in tongues?
hollering to the moon. I just hope you're just not one of those brothers that come too soon. Reopening's not just a hole in one. Let's figure out which entrance that you started from. My air, my pussy, or my mouth. Fuck to that nigga. I will go ahead and go down south. Down in the valley, deep in the woods. Welcome to you know my good. Don't hold back. Take it all, then come over and let me take some big old bomb. Set them up, call 7-Eleven because you will look. About to make you hot and ready to fuck. Have you ever had something so good you thought it was a dream? Well, my pussy is real hot like coffee and shitty air the cream. I'm going to stop here. This is a wrong piece, so I'm not going to take you all the way there.
Okay. All right.
Dang.
All right, this is what I want to say.
Who's there with you?
Is somebody living in a damn tornado? Because, man, there was sections that I was missing out on because all I heard was...
Yeah, there's a lot of wind and shit. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. I want to punch somebody in their face or in their phone because I ain't hear shit.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't me.
No one's here with me.
I can hear her. I didn't hear what you heard. I heard her quite well.
That all I heard, like, I ain't the only one. People online was like, yeah, you know, it's some background noise.
I can hear all I heard it all.
Well, I did too. You know, I don't know, there is some, I heard some feedback, but it wasn't like wind or anything. But, yeah, she was going down with a lot of shit there. I think her delivery was a lot better. Like I said, I'm not a poet, so I don't, you know, I can't really critique it as well. That's why I'm glad to have my best friend here, because she knows about poetry, and you're going to be on her show, so she must like the shit. I mean, it sounds good to me. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
but,
she delivers
say,
well.
Now, I have Miss Arthur, how do you say your name, Loretto? I don't want to say your name wrong because you're like, look, dude.
Sorry.
You already said
Loretto.
It wrong.
So, she's saying that there's somebody on here that she wants to do something, but I don't see their number. The phone number that she's explaining to me is not on my on here. So
567.
It's not here. Are you on here?
She's in the chat room. I see her in the chat room. So
okay. No, whose number? Who is this number? That's it's a 718 number. I think we was talking to them earlier, and then we cut them off. Is this my brother still on the line? No, okay. All right. There is also a 601 area code. Let me make sure that this is not someone. Are you a listener? 601? Okay, don't hang up, please. All right. Okay, so we'll continue. All right, so this is the deal. I'm trying to get everybody that came to me and wanted to be on a chance because, you know, I was looking for people and they all came, and I thank you all for that. I don't want to miss out on someone who may have something to say for a few minutes here because we still got a little time. But that area code, if that's 567 area code, I don't have that on that number on my switchboard. I have quite a few numbers, and I'm looking at all of them. I do not have it. So if they're calling in. Now, I see another number that's a 343 number. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay, but the area code is not the other piece. So I'm going to go ahead and see if I can get this person. 718-343, and I'm not saying no more.
Hello.
Are you there? Hey, how are you? What's your name? And tell us your name and where you calling from.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
How are you? How are you doing? Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Loud and clear.
Now.
Welcome to World Sexy
Radio.
This is...
They got me all messed up. How y'all doing?
Yeah,
this is Lena or Poetic Queen. They got me all screwed up. Yes. I'm like, what's wrong with my number? I'm blessed.
Okay.
How are you
okay,
guys?
Okay, Miss Queen. Miss Queen, what you going to do, girl? That's what I want to know. You going to fuck somebody up or what?
I don't know. I have so many 40. Pieces.
You to do the right piece. We need you to take the piece that's the most erotic or whatever you got that you're going to throw at me. Throw that shit at my ass.
All right, I got
what
one for
you.
Let me find it real quick.
Bring it. Bring it. You supposed to already be ready. You know, this is Word Sexy. Also, my brother, Nigel, said he forgot, and he did. I apologize for not giving him a chance to put out his information. If anybody wants to contact this brother, he's on Facebook at Nigel Brown Ward. He's put an attachment here of his stuff on how to get to him if you need him to do anything. You want to see what he looks like, see if he's cute or whatever the fuck. You know, it's right there. Nigel Brown Ward. You can check him out. All right. Okay, so we're back to the show here, Word Sex Radio, and anybody else that might want to call in, the number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sex Radio. And DB, you said something earlier. What was you saying now? You said something earlier. I don't know. I missed it. A few minutes ago,
what?
Something that you said. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. You just said you spoke on something that was interesting to me, but it kind of slipped me because, it was something to do with the poetry, I think. Now, I know that the chat room is saying that they love different people's work. Like someone said they love Cotton's work, and she's erotic with a delivery, and she is. She got motherfuckers' wives getting mad and writing her and saying that they want to them to stop
Thank
fucking
you.
With their husbands.
Thank you,
you know, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what I call. And I'm not just saying this because I know Cotton. She just know how to fuck motherfuckers up. And she just do it. And I'm not saying that y'all haven't. It's just the way she does it. Motherfuckers be like, damn, you trying to take my husband. And all she does is deliver porn.
When you can turn somebody on like DV with poetry, then I think I've done a very good job.
You make it sound like it's an impossible.
Yeah, when you can turn somebody on like DV with poetry.
Yes, so DV is not a poetry lover. He is not a poetry lover. So he is the hardest person. You are.
Okay, I hope this is my girl. Let me see. Is this Miss Ellie?
Don't say stuff like that when I'm on the phone.
Okay, I'm sorry. Is this Ellie? 716 area code? Nope, not you. Hello? Okay, I guess it's not her. All right. Okay, so we're going to continue on. I was hoping that she was going to come back because she was one of the people that was supposed to be interviewed, and she was in the grocery store, and I guess she got swallowed into the dairy section or something. I don't know. She's not here. All right, so, you know, I just like the delivery, and I try to do the same thing with my delivery when I read my books. You know, I'm going to be doing some audio this year. I'm going to get some audio books, and I'm just going to read this shit like I talk, you know, just as erotic as I can, and hopefully you'll get hot, and, you know, as I talk about how he slipped his dick in her ass or whatever, you know, and hopefully that shit'll make you feel good, you know, or at least envision it the way I give it to you in my delivery, so I don't know. I mean, I'm just red. That's all I can do. And you know how that goes, right? Red delivers the way he can. But, you know, I have to give it to you, Cotton, because, you know, everybody wants to, they have their own style. They have their own thing. Now, someone is saying they're not judging anything, and they're giving their opinion. Okay, are you still on the phone?
Poet,
are you still
I am.
Here? Okay, so you're talking, and so you got something for us, maybe?
Yes, I do, actually.
The queen, this is the queen, right?
Yes, this is Poetic Queen, yes. This piece I'm going to do is called Hot Speed and Sex.
Okay, before
yes,
you
I'm
that,
a poet and author.
Okay, and you was in there writing some shit. I ain't going to read what you wrote.
Oh, yeah, you know. I'm a poet first.
You're a poet first?
Yes, poet together, and poetry is from one's soul, but therefore it cannot be judged.
Is somebody fucking up in there and talking about poetry or something?
No, I'm just speaking.
Okay, so first of all, are you going to blow my mind, baby? You going to blow my mind?
You can tell me when I'm done with it.
Boom. Okay, I'm going to see what you're going to do. Come on, bring it.
This piece is called Hot Steamy Sex.
Okay, it's fucked up over this shit. Okay.
Hot steamy sex.
If you hear that means it ain't shit. Okay, go ahead. I'm just fucking with you.
Hot steamy sex. Ooh, hot steamy sex. lay me on my back and get this pussy real wet. Put your mouth on one of my nipples and grip your hands around my back. Squeeze me tightly while we get ready for hot, steamy sex. Get my ears, kiss and lick my neck. Then you can travel on down to my belly button next. Let the fun begin as you start to travel my body with your hands. Ooh, let your mouth travel on down to my out in the blood. See how wet it is? Give me your finger. Here's touch. Yeah, you like that, huh? Now you want to get a taste. Mostly remove your finger and put your face in this place. Ooh, lick that clit. Get this shit. It feels so good. I'm coming. Oh, now it's time to get bugged wild. Fuck me how DMX did Keisha and Belly. But don't try and pick on me like you're R. Kelly, cause I'm not with the golden shower shit. But we can fuck for hours with no rest. Just you and me having hot, steamy sex. Get this pussy, I cried out in ecstasy. I don't know if you heard me because you were yelling louder than me. Legs around your neck as you hit this shit fast. Next thing I know, I'm flipped over and you start licking and spanking my ass. Ooh, baby, I like this shit, or better yet. Ooh, hot, steamy sex. Headboard rocking, sweat dripping off our bodies. Heavy ass breathing going on, but ain't nobody trying to stop yet. Lean me against the wall and let the saga continue. Put me on the dresser as I look through the mirror at you do me. We then venture off through all the rooms of the house. You tired as a motherfucker, but I, the queen, promise to wear the ass out. Finally, you give up and say, I quit, I quit. I say, call me. Next time you want hot, steamy sex. Boom!
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You still there?
You know something? Yeah, I'm here, baby. Oh, now, you're talking to Red Snapper. You can't run me away, baby. You know that don't happen. What you look like, though, that's what I want to know. Anyway. All right.
Oh, you talking about my Facebook? I look good. I can represent.
Okay, really? Not like that, is it? You chocolate, though. You know, we like chocolate and shit. I told you, chocolate is like kryptonite. It's like kryptonite to a brother. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that was good. No, I like that. That was good. I like that shit. Okay, we're going to look you up now, Lena. Is that you? Hot Queen,
yes.
Poetry Queen, Banks, Lena, okay.
It's Poetic Queen Banks is one, yes.
I got you. Right, I got you. I see it. No, okay, so that was really good. So is this something that you do, or, you know, you're a poet, right? Are you an author that just do poetry, or are you a poet that does, just tell me, what is your thing?
I'm a poet and spoken word author. I'm a spoken word artist, and a poet as well as an author. My poetry is something I've been doing, came out the womb with a pen in the past. I've been doing poetry forever. Writing a novel was a challenge. It was something I wanted to do.
Right.
So I ventured off and did that. But I still do spoken words. I'll be doing an event this Friday. As long as I, you know, have a voice, I'll always do spoken words. And I'm versatile.
Okay.
I really don't even do erotica poetry. This was a challenge piece. I wrote this piece just because it was something that I normally wouldn't do. Because I love a challenge. I said, hey, let me step out and do what I normally wouldn't do.
So why is it something you wouldn't normally do?
Because there's so much other stuff to talk about. So everybody,
like what,
a lot of other
like
people
what,
write erotica. We can talk
about the state of the economy.
We can talk about these car-headed kids. We can
nobody
talk about
hear that shit. Let me tell you
right.
Look,
if everybody's talking about erotica, come on. Be different.
No,
I don't want
to
sound
that.
Like everybody else.
Listen, I'm not trying to get you to do that. Don't get upset. What I'm saying is me personally, I write because I want to make people escape what they're in and go into a world where it's perfect when it isn't and be able to do those things. Everybody has their own objective. I mean, I understand what you're saying, writing about. And poets, that's what they do most of the time. They want to talk about issues and things that's going on so they can bring people's awareness. I got that. But that ain't me. I'm not a poet, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool. So I'm just saying, you know, it ain't just sex. I write more than just about sex. I mean, I have paranormal books that I do and all kind of stuff. So it's not just that, but I just like sex because I like to fuck. So That's why I talk about this shit all the damn time. So I'm just gonna be honest with you. Now, hey, Melanie, you on here?
Yes, I'm here.
How you doing, sweetheart? What's going on?
I'm good. How are you? I'm good. Just listening. I'm
Happy New Year.
Listening tonight.
You know
Happy
I had to bring
year.
You in.
Happy
I saw your
year.
Ass. I saw your fucking number. Yeah, so I had to bring you. You don't want to be going to say nothing.
I'm listening. I'm listening
okay.
right now.
I ain't turning your mic. I'm not going to turn your mic off, though.
No, that's
okay, that was a good piece, though. Now, Cotton, I know you got something to say because you are the expert here, so please tell us what you thought of that.
I'm not an expert, but
yes, you are. You're an expert on Word Sexy Radio. You're the fucking correspondent of poetry on this fucking show. So don't even talk about you ain't no expert.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
Right.
It doesn't matter who's doing the piece to me. I always want to know that I'm really feeling it, like, no, like, to her or anything like that, and I don't want you to take this the wrong way. But it was a great piece. But I felt like you were, I don't know if you were reading it, but I felt like you were reading it. And I'm really big on giving it to me the way you were reading it, or, I mean, the way you wrote it, or how you want, make me feel what you were feeling at the time that you wrote it. Like, I want to feel like I'm in your shoes right now, and I'm experiencing all of that when you deliver it to me. That's what I want to feel. That's what I want to when I'm listening to pieces. Because a lot of times people get up and read, and then there's no feeling behind it. It's like, what was that? You know, you said a lot, but you didn't make me feel anything, and I don't know that I really got anything out of your piece. Maybe you just wanted to hurry up and get to it. And I'm not saying you. I'm just saying in general, a lot of poets do that. So that's mine. But I enjoyed the piece itself.
The question is do you have the opportunity to perform outside of, you know, just what you're comfortable? Do you perform outside of your comfort zone in front of an audience, in front of people you don't know, so that you can get that experience of reading?
Are you talking
to me? Question. Yeah, that's a question for you, sweetheart.
Oh, I heard a whole bunch of background. I'm sorry, I didn't hear. I heard your question, but I heard a whole bunch of static. Yes, I've been doing this for years, and she was so right. I'm actually over here smiling because she's right. I'm sitting in my bed, I'm chilling, and I really did just read that piece. So you're so right. So you called that real good, and I really honestly respect that. I really respect
okay,
that
well,
because that's real,
because
and that's really what I'm doing.
And you know something, I'm not even a poet, and I'm just going to say this. I know that you are a better deliverer than what you have done tonight.
So,
yes,
I
think
I
think that you were doing that because
my name is Queen, or you can say PQ.
Poetic Queen.
Okay,
Poetic
so Queen,
PQ for sure.
So Queen, I'm gonna challenge you like I challenged the other gentleman. Are you a lesbian?
Huh?
Are you a lesbian?
Are you a lesbian? Yes.
I can be. No, yes, I am.
No. Okay, so here we go. I'm gonna do you like I just did the other gentleman. I want you to act like I'm your woman or a woman you want to pursue. And give me some. You don't have to do the whole piece, but give me some of that piece the way you would if you was trying to woo me and get me in the bed.
Right, absolutely.
That's what I want to hear. I don't woo women. Seriously, I don't go on.
Okay. Well, then she can't
so
do
that
it.
That's really a challenge. So you're right. It will be a challenge. So I've never actually went up to a woman and hit on her.
Right.
So that really
right.
would be a challenge.
Okay, well.
Well,
so
I have a piece
shit.
I can do. Look, though. I have a piece that I can do. That...
That's some awkward motherfucking shit there. Anyway, all right. It's only on Word Sexy Radio, I tell you.
Notice I didn't tell her to do any poetry to you, Rand.
But listen, though, listen. my thing is like this, and don't take it wrong what I'm about to say, but I can say what the fuck I want on my show.
If a dude was
coming over here and he was trying to come on to me with his poem and shit, it ain't going to work. But anyway, now I'm just playing. No.
That's not a good look at all. See, women can get away from doing that. Women can get away from doing that. Men cannot.
Right. Yeah, I understand. But, you know, my thing is it's good that you caught that, because I had caught that with her, too, and it's nothing negative or anything like that. It's just the point that it's amazing how you caught all that. And I don't know if you've seen her or know who she is or anything, but that's great that she was able to catch all that in her delivery and how she said it and which the things she was saying. You caught, you know, a lot of things in that, and that's good. That's why I want you. That's why you're the expert. Great. That's why you're the fucking expert on this show with poetry, because we don't know this shit.
I am a poet, and what the things that she was talking about, I'm thinking, I'm getting the visual, and I'm thinking, man, if she just said it this way, and if she just delivered it this way to me right now, it'd be so freaking hot right now, and that's what I was thinking.
Okay, so how do I need to deliver my shit? No, just kidding. I know how to do it. I know how to do it. Okay, but look, I really appreciate that. So Queen, do you have any books out?
Yes, I have my first novel available, and it's the two ebook series. It's called Blinded Love, Kemp's Story. It's available on Amazon, Barnes and Noble.
So give us a little synopsis of the story, just a little small piece without telling us the whole thing. Is it a lesbian story, or is it a love story, or is it a male or female? What is it about?
My story, Blinded Love, is about abuse. It's a young lady's journey through a small time frame of her life in which she deals with a guy who he physically abuses her, and it's just basically chronological. Basically tells her story. It's a journey through her life.
I wonder, is there any stories out there about men getting abused? I mean, we always get the women getting fucked up. But
you know what? The trickery with Blinded Love is because I don't just focus on the women. It's for both. It's not just the woman.
Well,
you know, the woman goes through her thing and the male goes as well.
Do you have like a little excerpt somewhere that you can read? The chat room is interested to hear a little piece. We only got like 28 minutes, but if you have like a little small paragraph or something from that, do you have something available? If you don't,
I'm sending it up right now.
Okay, she's looking for that. Okay. So tonight has been filled with poets tonight, you know, kind of, sort of. I mean, there's some authors, but, and you know how I am about poetry. I'm just fucked up. I don't know shit about it. Just what cotton does gets me fucking hot. Anyway, I don't know anything else. I just know cotton. Yeah, she's like the Poonanny poet to me. I mean, you know, unless she's talking about my pussy, come and get this pussy or something. You know, that kind of shit. You know, I that's all I know. I don't know. But some of her stuff is so sensuous without even saying words like that. That's what I like about Cotton's delivery and her poetry. So she can say some shit about, I was laying in front of the motherfucking fireplace and touching and feeling myself, and you know, not even saying no parts, and be fucking hard as a rock. You know, I just, that shit's fucked up, but it's because I know who she is and how she says it. So I think that's it, and I just love the fact that I know her, that I know her personally like a friend, and I'm not just saying it's because I know her. You know, there's other poets out there, but you know.
Well, now you have these two other ladies on here.
Yes, I do, and they're good. I hear somebody in the background. Is somebody in the background like talking or something? Anyway, now where is Miss C and Miss? Are y'all still here, right?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. All right, we got 27 minutes. So what did y'all think about it? I want to hear some other feedback from other poets. What do they think about what we heard while she's getting her piece together?
GTA is on, too, Red.
Who's here?
GTA.
Is he the 773 number? Is that him?
Yo.
What's up, brother?
Yo.
What the fuck, man? How you doing?
Hey,
I ain't gonna be able to say shit else the rest of the show now, because once he starts talking, that's it. You thought we had another mother going here talking shit. This mug ain't gonna never stop talking. Go ahead, GTA, start.
What's good, man? Hey, I just come to show some love. I heard they was doing poetry. I heard it was some poetry.
It wasn't supposed to be. It was supposed to be some authors, man. I don't know how these poets got on here and shit. But anyway.
Well, I'm an author, so I figured I might slide in, and I think we cool. So
okay, man. You got one. You got a poem going here, man. Give us a lot. I'm obsessed. I just don't know what to do without your ass. You know, one of them words you always do. What's it called? I'm mad about you, or my dick is hard without you, or something. Give us something, man. You know, I mean, I don't know. You know how you do,
man. I got something else special. I got something special for you tonight. Special.
GPA is short, man. Please, brother. Because you can go forever, and I love you, but I ain't got but 25 minutes. Go ahead. Go, baby, go.
Okay. Waking from evening, much needed reprieve from chronic continuation. You serve as I do. Eyes on the same body clock. Realization removes cloudiness. Towards me as I reach for you, 11:50 a.m. We are the same from which we were before. Slumber overtook us, make for erotic expediency with no regard for anything. We continue, 11:53 p.m. Your aggression comes to the
first.
My wrist
is holding
the left hand out of the way, placing my legs firmly together, lifting obelisk and inserting. Leading forward, you kiss me, moving posterior to a rhythm unknown to me, a rhythm not known. Can only feel the rhythm that is unknown to me, 11:56 p.m. Slowly, tortuously, the vertical movement seem like adrenaline seeps into your pores. Faster, harder, harder, faster, pulling my wrist. You head bowed against my chest, finding and leaving their mark in my skin, piercing screams, piercing upward movements. Myself accompany yours downward, piercing. 11:59 p.m. Breaking free of your restraints, I pull you close, kiss to breathe your air, hands full of your hair. Maniacal is the intensity, heading headlong into orgasmic oblivion, 12:21 a.m. And Saturday has merged into Sunday, showing no signs of halting. My point.
Okay, let me tell you something, man. I wish that guy was on here, because I think he was trying to do something like this, but he just don't have it. He just don't. I mean, he's a good poet, but you know, I ain't trying to bother him. But just with time and learning and shit,
what is
you'll
that?
Get that. That's, it's supposed
that?
To be a fucking applause,
he's,
goddamn.
He's
it's supposed 21. To be applause.
He's 21. You know, he was 21. You know, GPA's got some intelligence and some, and know, you know, knows how to make love to women mentally, so.
And that's
well,
what I was trying to say in so many words. Listen,
yeah.
Listen. That's what I was trying to say to this guy, but he came with this long 30-minute synopsis and shit, dissertation on how he had been with all these older women and he's learned and they taught him shit and all this and everything and how he knows how to talk to women. But then he came with a juvenile poem that you said wasn't juvenile. But it was just like, whatever. I got it.
Is that he's in ROTO GPA?
No. Nope.
Man.
Nope. That's something else I'm working on, but April 29th, baby. I'm gonna sit on here, listen. I'm gonna sit on here and listen and what have you. But April 29th, I shocked the world again, baby. Revenge or orgasm. I know y'all saw the trailer, but you know what it is. You know what it is.
Wait, Red.
Man, you
fucked
me up, man. Huh?
Did you see the trailer?
Yeah, I have not seen it. No.
You should see the trailer.
I know.
You should see the trailer.
Who is that laughing in the background? That's what I want to
know. I don't know what's going on. Somebody needs to be put on mute because I can't.
I'm just telling you, man.
For real.
I don't know where that's coming from.
You should see the trailer. DV, you got to see the trailer.
Okay, where do we get the trailer? Tell us right now. I posted it
in Laura Texas.
Crossing route. Only is set up because...
Okay, I don't know what the fuck that is. I do not know. I have no idea. They just dropped whoever it was. Okay. I'll have to check it out because, you know, he's so far, and I'm not saying this because I know him, but I don't know any other dude poets that's like this dude, man. I mean, this motherfucker's phenomenal, man. I don't know what to say, man.
The important part is I did the trailer.
I don't know what to say about this motherfucker. I know you did the trailer. Okay, so that's what you want us to talk about, the fucking trailer. Okay, we got it. I'm going to go look at the damn trailer. Actually, didn't you send it to me? Is that the one with all the music and all that shit and all the stuff that's going through the motherfucker and shit?
Yeah, with the sexy women?
Yeah, I saw that.
You saw the chocolate?
Yeah. Don't you know what chocolate does to me? Didn't I tell you kryptonite? It's like kryptonite. Didn't I tell you? I fucking just fall the fuck apart when I see some chocolate women. That shit just tears my ass up.
But these women are covered in chocolate.
Well, yeah.
Really now?
Really?
Right, yeah. TK, you still here, man? You gone?
Oh.
Is he gone?
He probably put himself on mute.
I didn't put him on mute.
So you watch the football game.
No, I said he probably put himself on mute.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Well, we got 20 minutes left, and, we need to get that. So when is that 20 orgasms or whatever the fuck? When is that coming out?
ROTL 429.
Okay. All right. Now, this area code 773, are you a listener? Do you have something to say or what?
I'm back.
Oh, see, you left. I knew your ass was gone. Okay, dude, I don't know what to say, man, about you, man. Only thing I can say is, and I'm not saying this shit because I know you and nothing, you know, but I don't know no other poets like you, man, male poets that do the shit you do, man. I'm starting to believe that you are the greatest poet alive. I mean, it's fucked up because nobody does it like you. I just love how you did it, 11:23 p.m. and all this shit, and the different fucking ways that you was getting to this woman's body and shit. You know, that right there is visual. I see all that, and I'm not into poetry, but to see that stuff, and when you say it, and make me, you know, it's all your poems are like that. They're not just hit and miss shit. You know, like some of these other things I heard, you know, like the woman's poem that was on here tonight, she did a great job with it, but like Fred Cotton said, she was reading it. I still got the visual, but, and I'm not trying to dog the guy, but his shit was just, you could tell he was a young boy, because some of the subject matter he was using was young, even though some older men might use that shit, but it just sounds like he was talking to some little 18-year-old girl, and that's the kind of shit they like to hear, so he was throwing it like he knew it. You know, you got to have experience in it, just like in anything we do, that's all I'm trying to say. You know, especially when you try to get an erotica, you know, you got to know what you're talking about. And you got to know how to get to who you're trying to get to when you does that make sense? You got to know what you're talking about to write that subject. You can't just write some shit about fucking. That ain't going to work.
Yeah, but you know what, man? What you just said, what goes on in the different spoken word places, that other stuff is facilitated. They cheer that on. So the more you say dick, fuzzy, the more you say that, then that's, they really cold. You should hear them.
And, and that's what Cotton was telling me. And she was telling me, even though she dogged me and shit, she did say that, that's what they like in so many words. And I was pissed when she said it, but it was okay. I was mad at you, Cotton, for a second. But yeah, baby, you took up for that motherfucker because he's a poet. But that's okay. I got you.
No,
I
wasn't taking up for him. I was saying that in the spoken word industry, that's why I had to correct him on that because I'm not a spoken word artist. But in his
genre,
what he did.
Can you believe that?
He didn't know no better. He didn't know no better. He has never heard me perform, but I heard him, and he is a spoken word artist, which means that the beat that he was saying the poems to, that's the beat that they use all the time. And
right.
It's everybody's beat.
Now let me change it for just a second because Queen, you're still here, right?
Yeah.
I have not forgotten you, sweetheart. Do you have that piece for us, that little synopsis of your book? Are you ready? Are you still there?
She's not there.
She's here. Are you here?
Nope.
Maybe she left. Okay. All right. Well, I was hoping to hear that.
Yeah, I would have liked to have heard that. I think
but,
I might have scared her with that issue of lesbian thing. I don't know. I hope I didn't.
You probably did. You knew what you were doing. Hey, was she supposed to be a scheduled guest on the show?
No. What happened was, I don't think she was scared with that, because the way she answered that, it didn't seem that she was offended by that. I think she's still here. I don't know what her number is. She may be gone. But anyway, because there's a lot of people that's on right now. I have mics on for everyone.
Is she still on?
Who was?
Hey.
See, you still here?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You have anything to say about GPA shit? I mean, his stuff? I'm sorry. It was just so mind-boggling. I couldn't help it. You have any comments on his... I was asking her, does she have any comments on GPA's porn? 1259 and all that shit.
No, she don't have no comments.
Dog.
Just nod your head, B. You don't have no comments. Just nod your head.
GB, what you got to say, man? Because I know you, man.
Man, I'm just listening to y'all go at it, so, you know, I'm content with that.
That's because that's because I am DB's favorite poet. So just don't ask him about nobody else.
Hey. Okay, we got 14 minutes left, but somebody wants to hear something from you in the chat room, Cotton.
Somebody wants to hear from me?
Yeah, I think she pronounced her name Indigo.
Oh, well, let me step out.
Somebody 912 just dropped. I'm sorry if I hope I'm not offending anyone and pissing people off. If I am, I'm sorry. I do that shit. I don't mean it.
I'm just gonna do my regular piece that you guys have heard, but I don't know if she's heard it before or whoever it is in the chat room. So,
is it longer than 14 minutes?
No, it's. I like it. It's short and sweet.
All right, baby, go ahead.
Okay. Emotions constantly run high. Just the mere thought of you tasting the inside of my thighs. My heart pounds to a rhythm that flows with your lyrics. My body reacts to a sound that you'll never forget. Your smooth hands, the softest of your fingertips. You play my body like a great piano. You play so well, you deserve a standing ovation. The way you love, I'm requesting an Oscar nomination. Every part of my body is your instrument to play. You have ownership, so it can't be stolen or given away. You become the man I so greatly respect. You hold and care for me, showing no neglect. I'm feeling like a new song you just sat down to write. Feeling good, brand new, like a guitar that's never been used. Tonight, I need you to beat on my drum. You do this so well. Question, GPA, did you come? I'll be your lyrical inspiration. You can be my chocolate temptation. I'll be the lyrical note that will heighten your sensation. When this song is done, we'll be as one. Tune my bass and tighten my strings. Honey's no need. I have other edible things. Holding the mic in, this is my part. I'm not trying to hurt you. Just finish what we start. Softly spoken.
I like how y'all be putting those little signatures on the end, like the rappers and shit. I guess they copied it from y'all, though. Yeah. You know how they be putting their little shit on the end? Young Rock or whatever. Some shit like that. I think they do spitting and shit.
Well, in poetry, you got to do something so that they'll know you're done with the piece that you're, you
know,
writing.
Yeah, well, I know. Like he says, my poem and shit. He's the only dude I know that say poem the way he does. Nobody said my poem. That's just him. You know what I'm saying? My poem. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Shit. I mean, you know, that's him.
Right.
But your shit is. I don't know about you, man. I don't know what to say about you, GPA. I really don't know, man. And I'm not saying that in a negative.
I know exactly what to say. I am the most electrifying man
shut the fuck up. No, you ain't.
That's it, baby.
Okay. You, What's this about the poetry? What's this poetry? What is this? Oh, pointy nibbles. What the fuck? They going in the chat room. Okay. All right. They talking about nibbles and pointy and all this. Okay. All right. No problem. All
right.
But yeah, man, you are the shit. There is nobody else that I know, male wise, that is doing it. Even this dude, I'm sure y'all heard of this guy, Mark Lacy, my frat brother, right? Have y'all heard of him?
Who is it?
Who?
Cotton knows of him. Mark Lacy.
Yeah, I heard of him.
Oh,
I just want to know if y'all know who he is. He tries to bring shit, but you know, I mean, he's good in what he does, but it's not what y'all do.
He is.
There's
a
difference. There's a difference.
You give props. But listen, man, you understand it. Like, listen, like, your show is award-winning as far as being wide open. You don't sugarcoat. Like, you go on a show, you go on somebody else's show, and if you give them bullshit, they'll still honk the horn or give you a clap or something like that. You don't do that out here. No nonsense.
You know, I really don't, man, because I don't got time for no bullshit. If it's fucked up, I'm just going, you know, I might not tell you it's fucked up, but you're going to know when you leave that it's fucked up. In so many words, I mean, and it's not that we're trying to dog nobody, because that's not what we're here for. We're not here to dog you. We're here to help you. So if there is something wrong, and it's like when we say delivery or whatever it is, you know, that you do, nobody's trying to dog you. We're trying to help you. Now, all criticism is good. You know, all our books ain't good. There's people that don't like my shit. Can you believe that? But anyway, there's motherfuckers that don't like my shit. You know, like I said, I ain't going to never forget this example. About
them
telling me I need to have safe sex in my books. You knew I was going to say it. No rubbers. Okay, because it's fucking safe. It's section. Anyway, all right. So that's all I'm saying. You know, everybody's not going to like all your stuff, so we're not here to dog anyone or make them think that they're not good or we're the best. We just want you to get better. That's the reason why we do what we do. And we're glad that people want to come on here. We're going to have Carl Weber on here. When is he coming on? He's another one of my frat brothers who decided, after all this time I've had this show, which has been how many years? About 5 years now? He wants to come on now. February 25th.
Carl Weber. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm a huge Carl Weber dude. I mean, like, wow.
Yeah, I know.
He's coming on. You know what we did?
Yeah.
You know what we did
what's
in the first sexy group one day?
Right.
What's the name who's missed the show a couple of times? Cotton, what's her name?
Carrie Johnson.
Yeah, so she writes in there about her book. So I said, hey, you know we waited for you two times on Word Sexy Radio and you haven't shown up? And, like, what's that all about?
What did Cherry say? She usually comes, man. She's been on here like five times, and she's pretty good. You know who she is, right? You know she's an actress and shit, whatever. But anyway, I know she's making a movie right now, and the last time she tried to come on, she couldn't get on. Sometimes this fucking Blog Talk Radio, you just can't get in, even though it's available space. Sometimes it's like they lock it out. So she did try to get in the last time, but I'll get her back on. But what did she say? I want to know what her response was, because she talks shit. Cherry will cut your motherfucking ass out. She don't give a fuck about being a Hollywood actress. If you talking shit to her, she will talk shit back to your ass. So what did she say? I'm interested to hear what she said.
absolutely nothing.
Oh, she left you alone? Okay.
Absolutely nothing. Because I said anyway, I said, man, you know you had me and other people waiting. We was waiting to hear about you and all that stuff like that, blah, blah, blah. And this, that, and the other. And I said, when you going to come on Poetry's Love Letter, blah, blah, blah. And she didn't say nothing. I was like, oh, because Cotton came by and liked it. And we was both waiting, like, is she going to say something? Like, you know.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
Maybe he's scared her. He's probably scared her ass.
No.
You got that effect, baby. You can fuck a motherfucker up.
No.
Right.
No.
You know.
So you like Obsessed? Red, you like Obsessed? You did?
I did like it, man. I like it, man. Your shit is tight, man.
Oh.
I'm telling you. But that last one you just done, though, for real, though. What was the name of that one you just did? Because that shit with the damn times
that was
and shit. That was hot, dog.
Yeah.
And I ain't even into poetry. And I'm going to tell you, man, that shit was off. What's it called?
It's called Merging Saturday into Sunday.
Okay. See, all your shit always have meaning to it. It always goes with the title. I mean, you should teach poetry, man, in a school or something. It's creative writing or some shit, man. I wish we all could do that. Like, different pieces of the class, erotica. Like we can teach a lot of that shit. You know, we can all do a lot of this stuff, man. Just bring it. You know what I'm saying? That was really hot, though, for real. And I'm not just saying it because who you are. It's because you're good at what you do. And if anybody that comes on here, if they're good, I'm going to tell them. If they're not, I'm going to tell them. So, you know, it's just
the
way it is. Like you said, we don't sugarcoat shit. We just be real. I mean, I know I ain't the best erotica writer in the world, but I do have 12 novels out there that I'm making money on. So somebody like that shit. Anyway,
wow.
Really? You know, I mean, they reading the fuck out of it. I'm getting paid every month, so something going on. Somebody's getting hot. Somebody told me they got pregnant reading my shit. That's an honor to me. That's a fucking honor and a glory and shit. Motherfucker got hot and read my shit and started fucking and made a baby. You know, that's like somebody telling you the Isley Brothers music and shit made a baby. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm in that category. That's some crazy ass shit. I like that though.
Wow.
You know.
All right.
So you know it's. I don't talk about me all the time. Y'all know now. Tell the truth. I never promote me that much on this show, do I?
You talk about you all the time.
All the time.
But
I'm
no, I don't.
We're just kidding.
I never promote myself. But you know,
about yourself in third person, because Red Snapper say that Red Snapper writes 12 books.
And guess what? I got 3 coming out this year, so what's the number going to be?
Red Snapper don't like your shit. Red Snapper going to kick you on Red Snapper radio show.
It's right. It's going to be 15 books and shit. There you go. And somebody said in the chat room, when they come on my show, I better be like, give me the okay, I will. Your shit better be tight, baby, because I know it is. Okay. Nah, but we got like 4 minutes. And I thank y'all. You know, as always, I love when y'all come on. I always have such a great time with y'all. And everyone who supports Word Sexy, and a lot of people do. They come on the show. We've had a lot of people in the 5 years of running. A lot of famous folks, you know, a lot of people that aren't famous yet that are going to be. You know, we have that. We have mainstream authors. We have everybody that seem to think that. And I like this. I'm not saying this in a negative. I'm saying this in a positive. That whenever they come out with something new, they feel like they got to come on Word Sexy. And I don't know where that's coming from. But anyway.
Have a handful of great.
That just makes me feel good thinking that they got to do Word Sexy when they bring something new out. So that's it. Okay, now, anybody got anything they want to say before we go? Because I want to get y'all to do some plugs. Anything on the new book, GPA, whatever, what y'all got?
Yeah, Poetry's Love Letter every second Friday of the month in Chicago open mic. And we have Poetry's Love Letter, Blog Talk Radio, every Sunday, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Sorry, GPA, you go.
April 29th, Revenge of the Orgasm. We're going to sell a million copies this year, baby. It's an erotic autobiography. Let me say that again. It's an erotic autobiography. That's right. I'm out.
Whose autobiography?
His.
So all this shit that you got in this book, is you fucking and all this? Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's just it's really him writing about me. That's what it is. That's the secret.
Oh, see, now, y'all heard her say that shit. I didn't say that shit. She said that. Y'all heard it right here.
That's what every woman's gonna say.
All right,
they read the book.
Well, I'm writing a book right now called Sensuous Whispers, which is the fifth and last installment to the Scandalous Motive series. And this is about, if anybody has read any of my books, they know that there's a secret society called the Guild in the book. This is the secret of how the Guild was created and how it comes to be what it is today. So anybody want to join the Real Guild, just get with me on Facebook, and we will get you in. Everybody's quiet and shit. Okay.
Right.
Hey, Melanie, what you got to say real quick, baby? We got 1 minute. You got something to say?
Oh, just happy New Year to everyone. I work a lot on Mondays, so I'm hoping that I'll be able to
Okay. I'm hoping that I'll be able to.
You hope you'll be able to do what?
Start making some more shows. Hopefully.
Okay,
and we do need to talk about our relationship book.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. We got to get this thing started by March, y'all, for real, okay? Because we want to have it out before fall of next year. All right?
That's cool with me. Okay.
I'm saying.
All right. Okay.
I'm saying.
Okay, let's
Red
do
Apple?
It. Let's do it. Okay, so, look, next week we got... next week we're going to have... Who the fuck is coming on next week? We got some people coming on, and I hope I'm not scaring folks because, you know, it always happens. They hear what's going on the show, and then they don't want to come the next damn week. All right, well, we got Dana Mack and Michelle Green. They're going to be on next week. And anybody else who wants to call in,
I need to get scheduled for an interview, too.
You know, you got from April on out, maybe, but, you know, you can get on any time. But, yeah, anytime you like April on out, there's some segments, and we got it like that, so... We just thank all of y'all for coming on, and, you know, we're going to keep this thing going like we always do.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.